technically, this we been back at it, but you know, some technical difficulties happened, and you know, we had to be back at it again.
We had an idea because the Playboi Carti album came out, and we was gonna, you know, we just got new mics and new lights, and like, you know, we really wanted to bounce back with something fun, and that fun was supposed to be reacting to the Playboi Carti album. And then our app crashed on us while we were recording.
It was a sign. It was a sign because...
Yeah, we lost all the footage, but I mean, other than a few jokes here and there, maybe a rant here or there, like we weren't really enjoying the album very much.
Yeah, we were about 13 songs in and literally we just couldn't really...
couldn't get into it, man.
Yeah, it just wasn't really exciting.
Well, and you know, it's not one of those things where, oh, we just not into this kind of music. Like, no, like, because the production sounds great. I love the production.
And I was saying this to you before, like, the production has always been consistent with Cardi, I feel like. And I, like, appreciate the, like, amount of different, like, ways he approaches, like, some of these songs. But, like...
And his vocal... I like that he's willing to experiment with how he sounds on a song. It's very punk what he's doing.
It doesn't really give necessary...
It's not giving... And I'm not gonna... Listen, I don't want to sound like a gatekeeper and say, this is not real hip-hop. This is not art. I'm not gonna say nothing like that. I'm more just gonna say that... It doesn't sound like his approach is very artistic. It doesn't sound intentional. And that was cool with your first couple projects because he was like, what, like 19? But it's like...
I feel like, you know, more... now
that you're... I think now that you're older and now that... Why they put it right over your
head? Because like, I guess my thumb... They thought my thumb was up. And so they were just like, hey, thumbs up! Like,
oh, they're telling them to thumbs up. Throw up the
video! Thumbs up the video!
I mean, we would like you to do that.
I feel what you're saying about, like, it doesn't feel like there's intention. I think it's more just, like, the intentions isn't really, like, lining up with the music. Like, him calling up Kendrick, him calling up Travis, like, I feel like, you know, the different environments of, like, the features and the producers, like, that's a whole different realm. So I feel like... It's you know, it's weird when you have to like peel back the layers with stuff like that because like we don't know what happens like behind closed doors and stuff like that. But at this point, like if I'm subscribing to listening to like this kind of art form, then I feel like I need, you know, I need to be aligned with what's happening behind the scenes as well.
I feel like, I mean, and I said this during the footage, but we lost it, so I won't say it as long as I said it there. But it's like, it genuinely feels like he's trying to slip into that Kanye West kind of bag, where it's like, but not the new Kanye, but like the older Kanye bag, where you get a bunch of artists that are amazing, and you pull them together to create a great song. But I think Playboi Carti is missing the great song part, because... I can't have you on every single song talking about, I'm gonna go fuck this bitch bad, Molly all over me, rich, 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 rich. Like, it's like, I need a little bit more than that. Like, and I need it for way less tracks, man. I was not looking forward to listening to another 20-something tracks of this, bro. Like, or rather, we got to like 12 like, or 13, so what, like 17, 18? But that's a whole nother like album's an worth.
Hour.
You got like two albums
another
here. Of like nothing, bro.
I'm just like, it's not worth it.
And like you say, I love Kendrick. I love Travis. I love Janae. Like, I love Metro.
I wish we could have had that footage because, no, like, genuinely, I got excited. I was like, okay.
I got hyped too.
Metro, like, all, you know, it's just not worth it to like, pretend like I'm enjoying it just because I enjoyed the artist. Like, that's not fair. I feel like you cheating me.
And facts. And those last few tracks we had heard, they weren't the worst songs on the album. The worst songs were definitely at the beginning. That, like, them first, like, five or six, I was like,
It just, you know,
But it's like, by the time we got to that point in the album, it was already too late. Cause I'm like, bro, like, you're still not really giving me much. Am I gonna wanna listen to this again? Like, do y'all like this for real?
No, for real.
And not just the Playboi Carti stance. I know y'all already, like, you know what I mean? I know y'all probably already listened to this like 8 million times. But, you know, everyone else is just like a general listener. Do y'all like this album? Cause, I mean, I'm gonna listen to the rest of it at some point in the future, but I'm not looking forward to it, bro. Like, I'm not feeling this. This is too bare bones. Like, this it's just like it's too little meat on the bone, bro. Like fam.
I
don't fuck these bitch. I'm here. Hello, that bitch came with a stick.
Like, you know.
It hurt his time. Pain. It's like, okay, like, that's it. The only song I liked was the one with Weeknd. I liked that song. I did. Because it actually sounded like a song. I liked Cardi on it. I loved Weeknd on it. I loved the production. I liked the hook.
Is he even... See.
You ain't even like that one?
It's not that I didn't like it.
He sounded good on that one.
Yeah, they both do. I feel like... You know, like I said before, like, literally when it came on, I was just like, I wish I didn't have to sit through all of them other songs to hear this one. Because it kind of feels long. Like, it kind of feels like nothing's really happening in the album. So it's like, by the time you get to that song, I'm just like, it just kind of feels the same to me. Because I feel like with the very first song, we were just, like, kind of confused. Like, okay, like, what are we about to get into? It wasn't, like, boring or nothing. It just, like, really, like...
Yeah.
It wasn't captivating. The second song, it was just like, okay, like, Cardi's, like... Are you for real? Like, come on. Stop playing. Third song, we just like, okay, like... I don't get it. Like, where are we here?
I didn't get it.
Why are we here? Fourth song, we just like, okay, like...
No, that's the, I think that's the Kendrick feature first with the ad-libs, I think. I think that was the first one with the ad-libs.
What? Well, still, we was just like, okay, can we, like... Because every time it would start, like, the production, we would be like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the song would actually start, and then we'd be like, okay, so that was a lie. Like, you tricked us. You literally wasted our time.
I feel what you mean with the, because that's where I was going to go, was the first track, because I do feel like there's nothing wrong with an album feeling very immediate. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with, like, you hit play, it just starts. Like, you just in it,
sure.
And we're just going. Eminem got a couple of albums like that, where you just, like, as soon as track one starts. Death of Slim Shady was like that. You literally just get the shovel hitting the dirt and the hawk tour shit, and then the song just starts. Boom, with balls in this do-rag, he comes down, and oh man, it's like, it just throws you into it, right? It doesn't feel like that here. It just feels very random. It feels like the song just begins, and there's just a kind of beat, kind of, but it doesn't really feel like a beat. But I'm not against it not sounding like, you know, I'm never against music not being traditional. Because I love Death Grips, and you love Sleep Token. We're not, you know, you like alternative stuff, I like alternative stuff. It's not like we need these albums to all sound like To Pimp a Butterfly, or Good Girl Gone Bad, or fucking Sweetener, or freaking 24 Karat Magic. They don't all have to sound the same. But when you're gonna go with something more experimental, you have to match the vibe of whatever you're doing. And I feel like what Cardi is doing is not matching the vibe at all to me. When he comes on the tracks, I'm not feeling the music. I don't feel the energy of the music. I feel the production, but I'm not feeling the song.
Right.
So, like, and I don't want to shit on it, because I don't think dude is, like, trash or nothing. It's just, I feel like a lot of these rap dudes that aren't that great at rapping, they like to they like to put the highlight on their rapping. And I'm like, yo, you can't rap very good.
If it was over by track 10, 11, like, we honestly would have been like, okay.
It kind of got better towards the end.
Okay. But no, you was about to make us sit here for
another, like, 45, 50 minutes, yo.
The devil is a lie. Like,
the devil lying, yo.
I can't do that.
There's no way it would have redeemed itself with 30 tracks. There's no way it would have redeemed itself anyway, because we were almost halfway through it. All right, so we listened to the rest of the album. And we actually listened to the whole thing.
Right, we re-listened to it. I know we was yapping all that mess before, but like, we just, you know, wanted to at least give it a chance.
Didn't like it though.
I mean, you know.
Didn't like it though.
Nothing really changed. Like, it honestly kind of got worse. Like,
a little bit,
it
yeah.
It really, like, didn't leave an impression. Like, a good impression at all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just kind of faded into the background after a while, and it just wasn't really memorable.
A lot of features.
Yeah, but do you even remember what Kendrick said?
No.
Exactly.
I remember Mojo Jojo.
Yeah, you remember that, but, like, do you remember that?
No.
Right, no. Like, it just wasn't giving. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, I ain't like that joint, man. Like, it's just, it's way too freaking long. Yeah. I really honestly don't care who the artist is. I don't think I need 30 songs from them. I think I'm good on that.
33-minute songs, bro.
Bro, like, facts. Because the thing about Whole Lotta Red is some of the songs knew when to be short. But with this, so many of the tracks, like, we talking about, like, 253.
242, 253. Okay,
three,
one is 153.
Okay, 3 minutes. 3:30. Playboi Carti's song should never be 3:30. 345,
310. 345,
310. And then, but then the short ones don't leave any kind of impact, so it's like, I don't remember any of the short ones. Because they all kind of sound the same. Especially after, like, 15 to 20 tracks. So it's like, I was trying, but it just kind of drifted into the back by the time we got into the 20s. Because I was so mad that we were still listening to it. When we got to the Cardi Thug tie, and I saw that we had a whole nother freaking, like, 10 tracks, 9 tracks, bless you, Neji. I'm just like, fam, why is this so long, bro? This is not an album to me. To me, this is just a bunch of tracks, just thrown together, just a bunch of tracks.
I mean, I've said everything I've
I mean, yeah.
It's not giving. Like, what more do I need to say, bro? Like,
you know, it's just really, really boring.
Like, it just, after the halfway mark, I really was really just tuned out, honestly. Like, Future came on, and I'm just like, this, I mean, like, literally nothing important happened after that. And, like, Uzi came, and I was like, okay, he says something that, like, piqued my interest for it, like, a split second, just because it was funny, but, yeah. Like,
Tony Tyler.
Quite literally after that, it just went back into the mind, like the static, the TV static. Like, it just, you know, didn't really grab me.
It didn't grab me either. And I just wish, oh man, I just hate when artists get so lazy. especially for rap music, because this is such a great time for rap music. And it's like, it's times like this where you want the biggest artists to actually drop great work. So when they just show that they clearly, obviously don't really care that much about the music they make. And I don't mean to talk about it like that. I don't, you know, I'm sure he cares a lot about his craft, but it don't sound like it. So I guess that's where we can leave it. I mean, it wasn't good. And I was saying, and I was just saying after we listened to it that,
like, literally production was the only highlight.
Mm-hmm. That was the only consistency.
That's it, like.
The features weren't even consistent because I don't really remember them.
I don't remember.
And the last Kendrick song, and you know, I was saying, I love Kendrick, and I'm not going to ever like talk bad about Kendrick, but not going to lie, it kind of sounded like y'all was trying to do the Kendrick scissor bag. Like, it sounded like that same kind of vibe.
Yep.
And it's like, come on, guys. Like, we don't need to like recycle stuff. Like, just to try to hit the vibe. Like, no, we don't need to do that. And I was saying, like, after we listened to it, too, that it's funny that these are the niggas that when they was coming up as the young niggas, they was hating on the OGs. The OGs are making better music than y'all. It's the niggas that are well into their late 30s and 40s.
Well, I think it was, like, both.
The OGs, it wasn't all of them shitting on the young niggas. A lot of them were cool with the young niggas. It was more like most of the young niggas didn't fuck with the OGs at all. Hmm. At least that was my perspective. You felt like it was different?
No, I wouldn't say it wasn't like a majority thing, but like I think it was kind of both because you would see the old heads being like, nah, that's not real hip-hop, it's not real rap, they just like, you know,
they did mumbling and stuff.
But I don't know, bro, they sitting over here fighting. Bro.
The strategy.
Bruh. She said, maybe if I go around.
That's crazy.
That's funny. That they stop right when you stop.
Mm-hmm. You know, we tried though. We listened to it. So we did it. We fought through it.
Is that an accomplishment? Dang, you just left me hanging
like that.
I mean, listen, you, bro, you know how I get stuck.
I know. Very long.
It is very long. It's like very forgettable.
Mind numbing, like you said. Very mind numbing.
Mind numbing. And just, you know, not significant. Like, it really is just like, you know.
In one ear, out the other. A lot of tracks. I can't hum my favorite song. I can't. Well, I ain't gonna lie to lose it. I ain't gonna lie.
Greg,
I like that one.
I couldn't even remember that off the top of my head, but did you have that, you know, attachment? But no, for real. Like, I literally. Yeah. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's probably the only one.
And I'm usually good with that. Because, like, I literally.
Tony Tiger, great.
But, like, what was the song?
I don't know.
Exactly.
It was the Uzi song, one of them.
I know that, one of them. I know that, but, like.
I don't know what that joke was
called. I don't remember the melody. I don't remember the rhythm. Nothing.
It's all gone.
I don't know. I don't remember any hooks.
Mm-mm. No hooks.
Womp womp.
Womp womp. So, what would you grade it? Or would you score it?
bruh, I can't do this. I can't do this.
That's fine. Okay,
how were you scoring it? Like, on an ABC?
I do grades. I'm sorry. I'm going, like, strong D+. And that's off of production. Like, the experience was not enjoyable. I didn't enjoy myself listening to all 30 of them songs. Like, I didn't like listening to the album. I got maybe 4 or 5 songs that I thought were actually good. 7 or 8 if I'm lowering it to decent. Mm-hmm. Why I gotta put the bar in hell just to get you up to 10? Come on now. Mm. Nah. And I'm sick of y'all making these albums so long. It's not enjoyable to listen to this kind of music for this long. And I know they don't care what somebody like me thinks because I don't like the music. So they care about what the fans think. But I don't know. From my perspective, I feel like they kind of throwing y'all some BS. And I feel like y'all, you know what I mean? Y'all lapping it up like it's all like the greatest thing you ever heard. And it's just like, bro, like it's okay that an album ain't too hot sometimes, you know? But that's me.
Okay. Honestly, I agree with everything you said. I don't know. I see the derange though too, because like there are really not many things that I can say there are pluses about. So I don't even know if I can give it the D plus. Hmm. But I would say D to D minus.
Dang.
Like, okay. Honestly.
Okay.
Honestly. Like, I don't know. Like, I just don't know, like, what he was expecting people to get from this, because it's like, if your music feels like a trap more than like,
dang,
no, hear me out, if it feels like a trap more than like a choice, I feel like that's when it like crosses that like boundary.
It feels like a trap. What's the trap?
I mean, there's a lot of traps, but I feel like, for one, if you're telling me to subscribe to a 30-track album that's an hour and what?
17
minutes long?
Insulting long, like, length, like.
I feel like you're holding me hostage. I feel like you're wasting my time. And I feel like, you know, that's the trap. But it's also just like, you know, like with this whole streaming thing, like, we know why they make them that long. We know why they do the deluxe. We know why they come out here with the 17 remixes and club DJ, you know, reverb mix, whatever. It's like, okay, we get it. But like, when it doesn't feel authentic anymore, when it just feels like, again, you just trying to you just trying to play the game, I guess. I don't know. I just, you know, I just don't appreciate how people play the game sometimes, and I was just, you know, that's just me. But you know, yeah, everybody, you know, everybody do things differently. I can't, you know, I'm not a judge, so I can't be pointing my finger because, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but you are an audience member. So, like, you know, we do have that right to criticize the art.
Yeah, sure. And I have, and me as an audience member and as a consumer, I have the right to, like, unsubscribe. So, yeah. You know, that's just my thing. I mean, again, I feel like, again, that trap aspect, I don't want it to feel like I'm not able to leave. Like, I don't want to just be like, oh, any got Kendrick, any got all these. Like, just following that, like, sheep herd thinking, like, oh, it's good. It's good.
Right.
It's really not, but okay, go off.
I can relate it to, did you ever notice how, like, the DreamWorks movies, they would really advertise the cast?
I mean, they do that with a lot of things, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like, every movie they put out, Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, Steve Carell, Whoopi Goldberg, like, they love the cast.
It ruins, like, the experience of just, like, the art. I mean, I don't know. It literally just feels like corporate greed when they just flash the stars in front of us. They're just like, oh, you like these famous people? Well, come see them in this movie that we paid them to be in. It's like...
Bruh.
It's like, y'all making it seem like it's a special treat to us. Like, mm-hmm. It's like... Okay, it might be, but, like, y'all don't give us the option of, like, having that actually be a genuine reaction and a genuine response to that happening.
Yeah.
Like, again, me hearing Kendrick come on, that should have been like, oh, yeah, yeah. And then when I heard it, I would have been like, yeah, that was my favorite. That didn't happen.
Mm.
So, like, again.
And he came on three times.
I feel like it's forcing it when I'm sitting here, like, you know, not enjoying it.
Because at the end of the day, the songs aren't good, like, regardless. Like,
so
it's just not good songs. So, anyway, hopefully there's more music on the horizon. And hopefully it's, you know, better than this. But what do y'all think about it? Let us know in the comments. And join the family. And
go watch the last video.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, you could take us out.
Okay, don't keep it as...
Go ahead.
Don't keep it what?
Don't keep it...
Okay, wait.
Don't keep it a ton, keep it a what? Keep it 3,000.
I thought we only do that when there's another person.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait.
Oh, I don't know.
Because, like, honestly, like, because we had started saying it, just don't keep it a thing. Don't keep it away and then keep it 3,000. But I think, like, since Kevin was here,
okay.
I think we had did that. So you want to keep doing it that way? Like,
no, we can shorten it.
Okay.
Okay.
So don't keep it away. Keep it 3,000.
Yeah.
So keep it away.
Keep it 3,000. Bye, y'all.